Hi, I'm Richard. I'm an artist and I'm currently doing The Artist Way, which is a course in discovering and recovering your creative self by Julia Cameron. It's the end of week one and this is my week one check-in, which I've written and I'm going to read out to you now. There are three questions and I've got my answers to it here. Question one, how many days this week did you do your morning pages? How was the experience for you? My answer to that was 6 out of 7 days. When I sat in bed and wrote the morning pages without needing to rush off, it was a valuable thing. I enjoyed thinking whilst I could hear the birds outside my window. I also wrote them in my studio and I felt okay about that. My hand aches sometimes though. I didn't write them this morning because it was a rush to get to work. That was a shame. I wonder if that contributed to me feeling a bit negative this evening. I will write the morning pages tomorrow morning. And by the second or third page this week, I was tackling issues I hadn't intended to, so that was interesting. Question two, did you do your artist date this week? What did you do and how did it feel? My answer was yes, I went to Eastbourne Beach after visiting my nana in hospital. I walked and I looked and I listened, I took some photos, I shot a video and I drew a wooden groin, part of one anyway. It started as just a walk and it became something more important to me. The sky looked absolutely beautiful. About 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I was taken aback at the smoothness of wood worn down by the waves, so I drew some. I turned the experience into a blog post as well, and that was well received, which was nice. It felt good, the artist date. I felt like I was really looking and noticing. I'm so glad I started sketching again. I didn't like the traffic though, so perhaps I would reconsider the time of day that I go on my dates. Late afternoon was very busy. Question three. Were there any other issues this week that you consider significant for your recovery? Describe them. My answer to this was, I had some surprise news on day two, which was that the lease of my studio is expiring on the 5th of March and it's not being renewed, so I have to leave the studio. That was a shock and it knocked me off course on Tuesday. I was halfway through task six, the one about my Hall of Champions and the compliments I have received. The news I received felt at odds with that, and so I abandoned the task and went for a walk. But I turned my mood around and I shot a little video and made the best of it. The surprise news did affect me for the rest of the day though, and I felt very tired by the end of it. Emotionally tired, I suppose. I bounced back the next day though with the artist date and I felt happy about the studio move since then. All will be fine. There was another interruption to the artist's way over the end of the week because I went to Oxford for a short break with my girlfriend. I managed to write the morning pages still, about 2 pages each time, and I doodled in the car on the way there. Double page spread of cars and signs and landscape and steering wheel. Just playing really, doodling. That felt good. Even though I didn't sketch or take many photos in Oxford, the time I spent there was quality time, you know, and I soaked up the scene. Oxford felt like it was barely above sea level. The river was so high. A canal boat had sunk and was being lifted up with a crane. That was quite an exciting event for the onlookers and the local press by the look of it. My girlfriend and I relaxed and talked and laughed and we bumped into a friend I used to live with in a student house in Southampton. It was incredible. Annette. I had not seen her or had any contact with her since we graduated at the age of 21. It was wonderful to see her again, and we spent an hour chatting in a pub. It was so nice to regain a friendship like that. A chance encounter. Magical. I feel more open to good things happening like that, and that might have something to do with the artist's way, and its emphasis on discovery and recovery. I don't know. I remain open-minded about that. I'm looking forward to week two because I have some more time to spend on the artist's way. I'm concerned about the impact of a break the following week because of work demands, but I'll try not to worry about that in advance. If anything, it might be a chance to consolidate progress I've made in weeks one and two. Also, the fact that I need to move out of the studio is a distraction. I think I'll make the move gradual and the least disruptive possible, rather than an exhausting moving day event. Right, positive, positive, positive. Bring on week two. If you want to follow my artist way, visit my website, www.richardpettitart.com, and subscribe for an occasional funny update from me. Thanks.